Échate una.
Hello and welcome to another episode of RP Grinders with, I'm not even sure what that was, with your host, Breakman, who's completely confused.
That shows how fucking white you are, Break.
It does?
Like, yeah, that was,
I'm sorry.
It's Cinco de Mayo today, man, you know, so I threw on some, some Mexican music.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know what it was.
No, I was
confused,
thought I surprised you.
Man. I wish you told me ahead of time.
I told you that special.
Now Eric thinks I'm a racist. Thanks.
No, I think you're oblivious, not racist.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Which is true. You are oblivious.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, guys. I'm not going to be on the show today, just for everybody listening.
Can't argue with that one.
On the archives. Yeah, you really can't argue. For everybody listening on the archives, I know Wyland's in chat. Dungeon will probably be in there and a host of others. But I'm not feeling too good. I told Breakman before the break or before we started, Mudbutt. That's what I have.
Wow, you told everybody,
yeah,
huh?
I told everybody, man. I'm honest with the audience.
Oh, and
man.
I guess I did kind of talk about it.
Yeah, you talked about it. And then you have Mudbutt in chat, so there you go.
Yes.
So, yeah, there you
it's
go.
It's a terrible day.
Yeah, it sucks. So I'll be doing that for the rest of the night.
Makes me look so forward to my next colonoscopy. so good. Oh, man.
You can't wait, can you? Can you? All right, guys, have a good show. I'm out of here. Mug will be on in just a second. Guys, take it away.
Okay then.
Well, short show, but oh well.
I didn't even get to introduce you because with Eric and then not Moria because he's not here, so it's just us.
Well, until Moria gets here, at least.
I'm thinking he'll show up as soon as the news is done.
Well, I guess we have. We can make this Stinko of mine a free-for-all of sorts.
Yeah, we can get to that. Let's get the news over with and then get to that.
All right, the news. I'm going to start off from RPG site again. Nintendo reveals the Master Trials DLC for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Is to detail the contents of DLC Pack 1. The thing is, you have to buy the season pass to even get any of the DLC. You can't just buy it separately. But so that's $20, which is better than some season passes like EA's Star Wars Battlefield, which costs $40. Thankfully, they've learned their lesson, and they're not even doing a season pass this time for the sequel.
There's not going to be a sequel? There's not going to be a season pass for Battlefront 2?
Yeah, and there's actually going to be a story mode.
Holy shit! Really? Well, I might have to check into that.
But anyways, it's going to include this new challenging hard mode to the game, which the game's already pretty difficult. But the bosses are still kind of very easy to deal with. So the extra challenge there will be appreciated at least. It's like I don't know why they had to make that DLC. That should have been something that was part of the game to begin with, but oh well. It's like I remember when Nintendo used to put super guides in the game that like just like make the game super easy and just get you through a section. I was wondering why this game didn't do anything like that. But the more important and interesting news to this is I haven't read all the Master Trials. There's Trials of the Sword, which let enemies appear one after another, so it sounds like horde mode. And if you defeat all the enemies in a room, you can proceed to the next area. And there's a total of 45 rooms. And you can use the Master Sword indefinitely in this trial area. So at least you won't have to worry about your weapons breaking, because that's a feature in the game. or a mechanic in the game. So, and it's also going to have a Hero's Path mode, which is a, I was going to say, it's a, I'm just going to read it. Exploring Hyrule is exciting, but with a large world, it's sometimes hard for players to remember exactly where they've been. To help with tracking progress, the new Hero's Path mode will document every step players take and mark their path in green on the map. The route taken will be tracked for the player's last 200 hours of playtime, with an included slider to track footsteps on a timeline. This even works retroactively, so players that have already put many hours in the game will be able to see where they have traveled. I've only put about just over 100 on the game, so I probably can't make use of this. This feature will help in identifying locations they haven't visited in this vast world, and may help players find those shrines they haven't encountered yet. Unless it's talking about up to the last 200 hours. Maybe that's what it means. But, and then the counter just resets after that point, maybe? I don't know. Anyways, this is the Travel Medallion, which will be a new treasure chest somewhere in the game world, which contains a Travel Medallion, which you can use to temporarily new travel put in. So basically, you could put in a new travel point on the map where they're currently standing, and then you can transport themselves to that point at any other time. This is a quick way to get around the world, I guess.
I like that. I like quick travel.
So I click. I'm gonna put a marker here so that I can come back to this location because I apparently need an item now for this quest, and I don't want to be bothered to have to go to a shrine, then walk back to that specific location. So I can just go get that thing and then come back here. So that sounds decent. And the Korok Mask, which lets players have a much easier time finding Korok locations. So if you're one of those people that absolutely has to have one of those golden turns for finding the 900 Korok seeds, this will help you out. And there's going to be new equipment. They're going to be themed after fan favorite games and characters such as Midna, Tingle, Phantom, and Majora's Mask. So it's probably going to be like either weapons or armor. So that's nice. I hope you can recollect the weapons that break.
Don't blame me.
There's apparently a guy in the town that will sell you old shields that are rare, but you have to have found them before, and they have to have broken already. Somebody tells me they're expensive, though, but you get to a point in the game where money's almost no object anymore because you've already bought all the armors that are expensive, and yeah, you're just collecting rubies for the hell of it. But there's actually a picture here. It's like, here's Tingle's outfit, Korok's mask, Minda's helmet, Majora's mask, and the Phantom armor from the armor that Zelda wore in the Phantom Hourglass. But other than that, or wait, was that the Sphere Tracks? I can't remember where she was wearing the armor. But oh well, it was probably Sphere Tracks. But that's it for that article. But the most important news here is that they actually put out a patch to allow multi-language audio support. Because before, the way the Switch works with switching the game's audio is that you had to actually switch the entire region of the console before it would do that, which was just weird. But they've actually patched the game so that you don't even need to do that. You can just do it in-game. So if you want to listen to one of the other like six languages that are on this game, Japanese, French, Canadian, and French France, and I guess there's subtle differences, but so that's technically seven languages. But German, that I already mentioned, Spanish. There's Spain, Spanish, which I'm gonna assume is Mandarin or Madrid. I mean, or not Castellan. I'm imagining, but Spanish, Latin American, and Italian and Russian. That's in addition to English, by the way. I didn't leave that out. It's just we're assuming players going to be playing the game in English. But that's nice.
It's good that they have a lot of languages, yeah.
But otherwise, we're done with that. Time for the next article.
All right. Coming to us. And by the way, RPG side, I'm liking what we're reading from them. Just saying. RP Gamer. Come to us live from them. Idea Factories International has revealed a limited edition for its upcoming release of Compile Heart's Dark Rose Valkyrie. The edition will be available to pre-order from May 8th on the publisher's online stores in North America and Europe for $72.99. Let me see. For that, you get the game Acid Metal Pen, because what the fuck? Every game comes with a pen now for some goddamn reason.
Hey, at least it's $72.99 and not $100 like most LEs these days.
Good point. Anti-Chimera Interception Division Confident Documents Art Book. That's a goddamn mouthful.
Confidential.
What did I say?
Confident.
Oh, sorry. Confidential. The documents art book. Soundtrack CD, a reversible cover sleeve, and a collector's box. Not very descriptive on that so-called soundtrack CD. I only see one disc, so I'm guessing it's a sampler disc.
It's either a sampler or it's the first half of the actual soundtrack. Mm. That's how they did it with Altair. Shally, like if you bought the limited edition for the PlayStation 3 version of the game, mm-hmm. it'd have like half the soundtrack, and I bought the limited edition of the Vita version, and it was the other half of the soundtrack because I looked at the track list and none of the tracks were the same.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, to finish the story off, Dark Rose Valkyrie is set in a world where the outbreak of an extraterrestrial virus in 1929 causes humans to transform into creatures called chimeras. The game is set to be released exclusively for PlayStation 4 and North America on June 6th and Europe on June 7th. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting story. I like alternative history stories.
It'll be better than that Eternal Dark or that one darkness game for the 360. I forget what it's called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Shit, I'll have to think about that one.
It was a turn-based strategy about. RPG.
I really have to think. I don't know. I it's not coming to me. Anyway, that's the last of that story. You want to read the next one?
Yeah. THQ Nordic announces third Darksiders. This is from rpgamer.com. THQ Nordic unveiled Darksiders 3 this week. Actually, it was leaked, and then they announced it when they discovered it had been leaked. We're like, oh shit, let's get on this. But anyways, the third game in the series is being developed by Gunfire Games, a studio that includes various members of the development staff of Vigil Games, which created the first two games. With the previous two games focusing on the Horsemen and the Apocalypse War and Death, Darksiders 3 puts players in the role of the fellow horseman, Fury. She is tasked by the Charred Council with hunting down and disposing of the seven deadly sins and helping restore the balance of good and evil. Fury is a mage and uses magic to supplement her attacks with her whip. Oh my god, it's a Castlevania game now?
Oh, that's...
Let's see. Death used the scythe. War used the big sword. This person used the whip. So, if the fourth game is the other horseman, I wonder what they're going to use.
Bow and arrow?
Or an axe.
Maybe. I guess that's all we have with that story.
I haven't played I played a little bit of the original on PS3, and I haven't played any of two, and I haven't on the Wii U. But I'm wondering if I should just pick up the PS4 versions at this point of the remastered games, because I hear that they have better frame rate. And I mean, I could get that on PC and have the best possible frame rate, but I hear they have lots of glitches, depending on what kind of rig you have.
Dungeon Buster says Operation Darkness, and that does sound familiar.
Yes, that's it. Operation Darkness.
I wasn't positive, but it did sound familiar. But
I played the demo of it, and it seemed interesting, but then I read reviews of it, and it was like, yeah, that sounds not good.
According to Dungeon Buster, but the concept was really interesting. I made it to Hitler, and then he summoned super powerful werewolves and vampires. I don't think I finished it because there was no hope at that point, and it was really tough to actually grind up for. That and the mechanics camera, linear nature of the game, awful experience curve. and.
It sounds almost like a running list of bad ideas that were put into a game called Infinite Undiscovery by Tri-Ace. why Tri-Ace did you make that game as awful as it was?
No clue. Anyway,
but
is it my turn to read the next story?
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RP Grinders, RP Gamer. THQ Nordic announces third Darksiders. I thought that was already announced.
We just read that one.
You did? Shit. That's why I thought it was just announced. I'm going to skip that one. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. White Day, a labyrinth named School. Night Day Hua, a labyrinth named School for PS4, PC coming west in August. Really? That's the name of the game? P-Cube will release ROI Games developed Korean horror game White Day, a labyrinth named School, both physically and digitally for PlayStation 4 and for PC via Steam in North America and Europe this August. Is it just like a badly translated title or something?
Mm-hmm.
What
are you talking about?
White Day, a labyrinth named
School. Yeah, it's called a labyrinth named School.
Wow, that's terrible. Starting a new school is never easy, especially when it's one plagued by rumors of violent murders and vengeful spirits. Yeah, because in the real life, that shit would get shut down real quick. Unfortunately for Huey Min Lee, it takes less than 2 days before Yondu High School's.
Remember, they're rumors, so they don't happen unless you're like at the school and nobody else is there, and it's like at midnight or something.
Yeah, but there'd be like parents up in arms, like, my baby's missing. They went to this school. Now they're gone. You murderers.
School's covering up because it's probably money involved. That's why.
Not that all mothers sound like some really old lady with a bad voice. Yeah, that's definitely true. Schools have been covering up shit for years.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they just think the kids have just run away and they shouldn't blame the school for it.
Well, maybe. Anyway, he's going to Yondu High School's newest student, finds himself trapped inside the building overnight. Well, why the fuck were you there overnight? And thrown face to face with the malevolent spirits roaming the corridors.
Somebody tells me a bully locked him in the closet and he didn't escape until then.
Wow, they still do that? It started off innocently.
This is Korea, you have to remember.
Okay. Huey Min had intended to quickly sneak in and out to hide some chocolates in the locker of a classmate. But as soon as he stepped foot inside, the shutters slammed closed for the night, locking him inside with possessed janitors hell-bent on killing intruders and vengeful ghosts eager to sap his life force away. What the hell? Why are the janitors eager to kill everybody? This is the worst school I've ever been to.
Apparently it's a remake of a well-known Korean game.
Can Huey Min sneak through the school and discover a way out, or is he fated to become yet another ghost haunting the classrooms of Yondu High School? Seriously, why is the school still open? Murderous janitors? Like, what the fuck?
Well, in Course Party, the school had a series of murders involving Ghost Girl, but the school doesn't know it was Ghost Girl. All they know is there were dead people. Oh. But
This is like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like,
That school is torn down, but they built a high school on top of it.
After like the first season, why wasn't the army called and demolished that school? Like, what the hell? Anyway, this game includes survival horror Bites Back, a resource-based health and save system, hark back to the golden era of horror. You know, there's a bunch of other shit. I don't really want to read them.
I hope that doesn't mean bad mechanics.
I have no idea. I'm going to post this in chat and move on. For God's sake.
But sounds like it could possibly be interesting. What I don't get this. I don't get. Is bespoke just a term people use nowadays? Because it says plus updated to include bespoke PS4 trophy and Steam achievements.
I'm guessing
that was probably the most unnecessary adjective you could have added here.
Well, one person looked at it, one person used it because he heard it in school and he wants to sound smarter than everybody else. He thinks he's superior. Seriously, I know these people. The ones that use, like, instead of saying, like, you know, I'm just kidding or something, like, they say, like, I'm just being facetious. Like, oh, no, you're just being stuck up, you bitch. Whatever.
But, I was called on bullshit and now I have to make myself look good. But,
sick story.
Yeah. Valkyrie Drive, Bikuni, coming to PC and via Steam this summer. Will be featured at full 1080p, so it's going to look nice. And 60 frames per second graphics. This says per section. Gematsu, you fucked up. But whatever.
I think they hired the people from our other favorite website. They're just all working together now. They've been tainted.
I need to get in contact with Axis Games so I become an assistant editor, because their visual novels have typos all over the place. You need somebody quadruple checking your scripts or whatever number you get on by the time you get to me. Because you obviously aren't doing a good enough job if this is a consistent thing I could expect from Access Games. But says it'll support even higher resolutions than the 1080p, so I guess it'll go up to hopefully 4K. If you have a 4K monitor, but not too many people do. But it's nice that it's there, I guess.
Yeah.
But as well as Steam achievements, of course, because why wouldn't a Steam game have Steam achievements? But, of course, the obligatory trading cards will be there. But their game has cloud saving, which I don't think not even Senran Kagura games have. But I actually saw a similar article of this on Silicon Era, and they said by the makers of Senran Kagura, this game is made by Meteorize, who did Senran Kagura Bon Appetit, but they didn't actually make Senran Kagura series. That was Tamsoft. So get your shit right. But that's another reason they need to hire me, because they don't know their shit, and I do. It says all previous released downloadable content for the game, for the PS Vita game, will also be made available for the PC version. And this additional content includes a wide range of cosmetic and costumes. And characters such as Mirei Shikishima and Mamori Tokunome from Valkyrie Drive Mermaid, which is an iOS Android mobile phone game based on the game. It's basically one of those stupid card game things.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But I don't even think that was released in English, but I knew it existed. But and those will be available as purchasable DLC. Or as part of a launch bundle, or just separate downloads. But I think Marvelous themselves are publishing this on Steam, because it doesn't say anything about P-Cube. And XE definitely didn't jump on this game when they had the chance. But so they can't do the PC version either, I guess. But I guess it makes more sense for Marvelous themselves to do it, because they're the parent company of XE. because then Marvelous can just promote it, and then Xseed's free to do whatever it can, because Xseed's not a very large group of people. They're too busy translating games like Trails. The next article is yours.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Tokiden.
There are syllables there. You have to read them, and then just read them all at once.
Tokiden.
We're going to say it until you get it right.
Tokiden.
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
No. Say it again.
Tokiden.
Is that right?
Now say it faster. Tokiden.
Tokiden 2, Free Alliances, version launches May 30th in North America and May 31st in Europe. The free-to-play Free Alliances version of this game will launch for PlayStation 4. I'm just not going to read that name again. On PS Vita on the 30th and Europe on May. What the hell? Is this pretty much the same? God damn it. God damn you, Gamatsu.
Yeah, you didn't need to put May twice. You just said releasing on the PS4 and PS Vita in North America and Europe on May 30th. That would have worked.
Right.
But basically, it's a free version that probably doesn't let you get beyond the intro of the game and will probably only let you do, like, stupid instance missions.
It's kind of giving a synopsis of the game, but the synopsis of the game looks like you're supposed to know what's going on.
Mm.
I don't know. You want me to read it?
Nah. It's just telling you the story of the game.
I give it a math. Let's move on.
Apparently, the limitation of the Free Alliances version is that there's a stamina cost. So it sounds like a pay-to-play type of system. But, it says each player starts with a stamina level 3. And it takes a... So it is giving you the full game, but you can only play in... you can only play in spurts, and to recharge your stamina... Just like a mobile game, it takes about 8 hours.
I was gonna say this sounds like Final Fantasy to me. Like this,
or you
this
can
is
buy gems
keeper.
To you know buy more time.
Well, in Record Keeper, at least I could build up my stamina. Like I have a lot of stamina because I've been playing that for a long time.
That's not what I hear.
Frank's a liar. I mean, whoever told you's a liar.
In this game, you can increase your stamina level to a maximum of 8. So you can't just build up stamina, but you can make it larger.
I'll tell you what that sounds like to me.
At this point, why don't you just buy the full version of the game? It's worth getting anyways.
So did you think that's find kind it of... or did you buy it? Buy a new one.
The harmonica? No, I found it.
Oh, there you go.
Well, did Frank hide it after all?
Did you have to bleach it before using it again?
I don't even want to ask why he'd have to bleach it, but
notice how quiet he is. No answer.
So I could say it on the air, but I don't want to gross people out.
Alright, well let's read the next story. I'll go ahead and read it. Coming to us from Silicon Era. Corpse Party 2 to revamp with new scenarios, improved visuals this July in Japan. Grindhouse announced today that the Corpse Party 2
you skipped Dead Patient. An article.
Oh, fuck me.
But go ahead and keep reading it.
Okay. It's getting revamped through the Circle's new engine that will bring new scenario and overall enhanced looks. To catch you up to speed, Corpse Party 2 released in Japan way back in 2013 for PC. But due to it being quite buggy, the developers decided to redo it all on a new engine before moving into the sequel, Chapter 2.
It was the same engine that Blood Drive was based on, so of course it was quite buggy. So they basically not only fix the game, but they're going to complete it now. It's actually going to be complete. Because I don't think they went beyond Chapter 1.
According to a message from Circle, Corpse Party 2 Dead Patient will be reborn as Corpse Party 2 Dead Patient News? News? I don't know what the hell. Neos. Based on the completion of their new Kinex engine Neos, that will bring additional scenario game characteristics, play Neos. Value. And, what's that?
That looks German. It sounds like it says Neos.
I have no clue. And most of all, powered up depiction of fear and gore. I'm gonna post this story in there and see if the chatters can figure out what those words are. I think they're make-believe. It's all fake. It's all lies. Lies. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it's German or Dutch.
The revamped Corpse Party 2 will add new characters, new scenarios, new stills, and more. Corpse Party 2 Dead Patient Chapter 1 is expected to release in Japan this July with the renewed improvements. No word has been shared about its anticipated sequel, Chapter 2, so fans will have to wait a little longer for more info on that. Dicks.
I just hope the scenario is good, because apparently the scenario for Blood Drive goes into Blood territory.
Yeah.
I remember, is Mug still with us?
I heard the noise of somebody exiting Skype. I'm not sure what happened.
But anyways, I remember him telling me that it involves some stupid cult, which kind of ruins the mystery of the first game.
Cults ruin everything. They just do.
Like, why couldn't it just be an evil ghost girl? That they don't really explain all that well.
Anyway, do you want me to read that last story that I skipped?
I'll do it.
Okay.
But Toho Project Action Tower Defense Game, Gensokyo Defenders, is coming to PS4. It's from Gamatsu. The publisher Media Escape made a press release along with the developer Neat Pia. But it says, drive out groups of enemies with spells and traps. Again, Gensokyo title where fairies attack each other in war games. Ice Fairy, that's supposed to be Cyrano, but they say Cyrano here for whatever fucking reason. But tags along with Boon, the Tengu's reporting work. This is probably translated through Google Translate, which is why it reads awfully. That there's probably a word or two missing here. But it says Boone's camera captures the story of an itsy bitsy ice fairy making her way in the world. This is and Gensokyo Defenders Toho Project fan game from Neat Pia. You'll control the inhabitants of Gensokyo and counterattack against hordes of fairies with spell cards and traps and tower defense base action. So if you like Toho and you like tower defense, this is a game you can play on your PS4 in Japan, unless it gets localized. There's no word on localization. And there's probably visual novel aspects to the game, too, so there's probably going to be a story. Because most tower defense games are just intro, tower defense, tower defense, tower defense, no story. So at least there's a point to all the tower defensing.
MXT's joined us in chat with Dungeon Buster and Wyland, so. So there's that.
Save money and live better with what, MXT? And I'll be sure to say no, but I want you to tell me what it is anyway.
Oh no!
So I can tell people not to do that.
MXC says Frank's probably out dealing drugs and getting high because it's Cinco de Mayo. And
actually, he's sick, so it was probably because I said bad drugs.
And that's
No. He's got a stomach virus.
That's not racist enough, MXT. You can do better.
Oh, with Walmart, of course. That's right. You go to Walmart, you get all your drugs there at the pharmacy section.
I hate going to Walmart.
I'm probably going to go there tomorrow because the lunch meats there is better than what they offer at Aldi's. Cause, or not lunch meat, but cheese. You can't get real cheese because there's no deli in Aldi's.
He's sick more like he's scared to face me in the main event. Brother! Like your racist idol, Hulk Hogan.
But, we all know MXT's a poet and he doesn't really mean what he says, but we can still call him horrible racist anyways, because that's what we do.
Yep. So let's read the next story. Coming just live from Silicon Era, Castlevania gets a little cuter with Forsaken Castle, which has absolutely nothing to do with Castlevania. Just it's the headline of the story, so there you go. Lily is a newly appointed paladin when it has been sent to figure out why undead are roaming around in Forsaken Castle, a 16-bit action exploration game. Lily finds herself drawn to a castle that's supposed to be abandoned, only to find it filled with somewhat cute monsters and hostile creatures. Drawing inspiration from Castlevania, which if you look at the screenshots, fucking obviously Castlevania.
Drawing inspiration. I don't say Castlevania, because I'm pretty sure this game is going to be a Metroidvania type.
Yeah. Lily will use a whip to strike them down while also hurling explosive holy water, axes, and other familiar tools as well across that acts like a boomerang and a clock that stops time. Just, you know, just saying. Lily will be able
to Bible.
Holy Bible.
Don't forget the ash that you can use in Symphony of the Night too.
I forgot all about that. Holy Bible's it's useful in some games. I don't remember if it's useful in Symphony though. Lily will be able to find several abilities that will help her become more mobile, also allowing her access to new areas of the castle. Well, this is sounding way more like Metroidvania by the sentence. She can also strike at walls and search for hidden paths and secret treasures, see what I mean? Offering many rewards for the curious. Players will find more than just precious gems if they prod at the game's hidden things, though, as Forsaken's Castle also offers multiple endings for those that find its secrets. Okay, then. For those who can find secrets, and why did my webpage shut down on me? What the hell? What happened here?
So anyways, it says Forsaken Castle is looking to release on PC, PS4, and Nintendo Switch in October of this year. I really hope it is this year, because most Kickstarter projects that get announced for the year that they were launched in usually don't happen. So you have to wait year or years later for the game. But I'm going to assume it's going to come out this year, because it looks like a small project. But they have already met their goal of 10,000, and now they're at $14,861. And there's still 18 days left on this thing.
Apparently, MXT, yes, come to Walmart and buy our store brand drugs. Apparently, he's the corporate representative for – he's a spokesperson for Walmart now because those have the highest markup. We killed Kmart. Target is next.
MXT wants to know if I've been watching H.G. Bailey's LPs. Yeah, the last one he did was Phantasy Star 4, and now he's doing the Four Heroes of Light Final Fantasy game for the DS that I never played, so I'm not watching it because I'd rather play the game myself. I mean, I guess I could use his videos as a walkthrough of sorts, but I'll wait until I get to that point because I don't know when I'll have time to play that game.
All right, well, read the next story.
Next story is become a powerful spell-slinging shaman in the island setting of action RPG Tanzia. Tanzia, an action RPG set in striking tropical setting, casts the players in a budding shaman, one who will use magical spells and crafted alchemy potions to stop evil and become worthy as a successor to his ancestors. And says evil forest looms over, blah, 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 typical fantasy shit. But players will have access to a variety of spells, allowing them to burn enemies with fire, slow them with cold, anchor them in place with roots, and cast other useful magical effects by simply clicking on the chosen equipped spells. Players can also enhance these spells, as well as heal themselves, become vulnerable, and create other effects. Will you be able to mix and match elements or alchemy things to make new spells? That'd be interesting. But I can't tell if it's an action RPG or if it's a Diablo-like, but it's like, because it's kind of got a setup that makes it look like an MMO. So I can't tell what's really going on here.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's turn-based or not just by looking at the captions.
The backgrounds look kind of bland at the moment. I hope they improve on that later. But it could be fun.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's fun, that's all that matters.
It does have a bit of pedigree here. It says the story was designed in collaboration with Kevin Saunders, who worked on Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, Neverwinter Nights 2, Torment, Tides of Numenera, and more. And it says other members of its team have also worked on Wasteland 2, Vanguard, Saga of Heroes, and EverQuest, Omens of War, and other titles. Yeah, but I wonder just who these other people are. Were they like the assistant QA or something, or what? Were they the interns? Who knows?
People not getting paid to be there.
It's available on early access now, so you could check it out. I haven't actually had time to look at the trailer or whatever, but we'll have to talk more about it later. But with that, you can read the next article.
The last story comes to us live from Gamatsu: Zero Time Dilemma coming to PS4 this fall. Third Zero Escape game completes the series on PlayStation 4. Well, okay, good. Zero Time Dilemma, the third entry in Zero Escape series, is coming to PlayStation 4 both physically and digitally this fall in North America. Publisher Access Games announced. The game is currently available for pre-order on Amazon, and here's the story of the game. Or do you want to read it?
Me?
Access Games and Spike Chunsoft probably announced this.
You don't have to read the story, because that's the whole point of the game.
Okay, then. Let's move on.
But basically, if you haven't played it, play the other two first, which are available on the Nonary games. But the nice thing is, you can get all three games on the PS4 now. So I wonder if they read my review of the Nonary games, where I mentioned I'd like to see this game in particular get a PS4 release so that it could be so players could jump right in from off the Nonary games. But I also wanted them to show up on the Switch as well, because the 3DS didn't get a remaster of 999, because the remaster has voice acting in it for that game. But it also has a flowchart just like Zero Time Dilemma and Virtue's Last Reward, which makes getting many of the endings easier, but if you want to get the normal and true endings, you have to replay portions of the game, which is not that big of a problem, because you just have to resolve a few puzzles again and then skip the dialogue you've already read. And the skipping the dialogue works better in this game than it did in the 3DS game, because in the 3DS game you had to hold down one of the directional buttons on the D-pad, which hurt your finger after a while, if you can imagine. But other than that, we're done with news. We got homie discounts. Yay. There's homie discounts. There's a PSN Golden Week sale going on. If you're listening to this live, there's only a few days left on the sale. And if you're listening to this archived, it's probably already over. You can check next year, because I'll be doing this every year. But some of the stuff I saw on there was like, you can get the PS4 version of Dead or Alive 5 Last Round for $15. So that's a good price for that. But I'm sure that gets discounted if you already bought some of the characters. But I think each character is like $1 or something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But,
the discounts.
Yeah, that's all I found this week.
All right, well, let's go on to Twitter. And I I wanted to do the Twitter question this week, but since there's only two of us, I'm going to hold on to the Twitter question still. My stinko for the week, according to Free Five Chaos, coming from him. I'm sorry I didn't mention that. My stinko for the week, my stepfather died on Monday. My sweeto, Demicon weekend, so free booze for consolation. Mm-hmm. Sorry about your stepfather. That sucks. His lols, about 20 years ago, I was naked and drunk at a party. And the reason I'm reading his lols is because it's related. I was naked and drunk at a party and met a woman. We were still friends. Her sister is married to my stepfather's nephew. At the funeral, her parents asked how we knew each other. Awkward.
Mm.
So that happened, and I'm just going to move on because I don't want to do the Twitter question without us here. So what have you been playing?
I pretty much playing what I've been playing the last couple weeks, Nor 9, Far Commons, and Persona 5. And I got to a point in Persona 5 where I decided it was a good point to shelf it because I've got a whole bunch of other stuff to review now, so I can't really play it all that much. Although I might be playing it after this podcast because I'm too tired to think about doing anything else like read a visual novel. I mean, you still have to read in Persona 5, but at least there's voice acting that's in English that I don't have to pay attention to the words on the screen too much.
Gotcha.
But other than that, I played a little bit of basically just the prologue of Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky the Third. I'm going to review that eventually for Boston Bass Brigade. Just like I did for the other two Trails games I did reviews for. But that's all I've been really playing.
I haven't been playing anything new, just really the same old stuff. But since there's nobody really here, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about it. Mostly I played a lot of Fallout. I got an island.
Hey, Dungeon Buster, I beat the Fifth Palace, and I asked someone on Twitter, like, how much left I had in the game, and they said I had quite a bit, so it sounds like I'm halfway through, even though I'm 60 hours into the game. What the hell? It's like, and I'm pretty sure we're getting to the point where something big happens, but I guess we get over that hump, and then we do more shit. We aren't recruiting party members at that point anymore, but we're still doing things, I guess.
Over the hump and through the shit to grandmother's house you go.
But, because, like, if I remember the way Persona games work, it's you're usually playing the game for about, like, a year and a half, and then the game ends. Mm. It's like you go through, like, a whole year and a half or so, and like, of a school year, and you do things in that schedule. And that's where all the story takes place. So the game's over by the end of, like around the middle of the next school year. Like, just before it hits the middle. It's like, oh, okay, the game's over now.
Wow. That kind of sucks.
Well, Dungeon Master's probably been grinding, so that's probably why. I'm playing on safe mode, so I'm not grinding at all because I don't need to. Because the higher your difficulty setting is, the less experience and money you get. So grinding is almost a chore and higher difficulties. Yeah, he says it ends when the school year ends, but and so I'm thinking I think the game started on March or something. So yeah, you've go all the way to March, the game ends. But that's about a year and a half. It's a full year, but it feels like it's a year and a half because of the time that happens in the game is different from the time you actually spent on that. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. My brain shut off.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe that's just how it felt like for Persona 4, because I remember you graduated in school year, but you stuck around for a little bit to get your stuff in order. Then you left on the train, and then the game ended. Then maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Anyways, especially the golden version, where you have that extra scenario you could do if you don't, you play your cards right. But we got Stinkos. Do you want to go first?
Well, let me see. I was actually going to do a sports Stinko, but since it's just us two, I'm going to, I guess, move on from that. And I was going to use it with something else, but now I can't even remember what that was. So I got nothing.
Well, I got a Stinko. Okay. But, I mean, this is more of a free-for-all than a Stinko, but Stinko is related to it. But it says, Localizer asked to be removed from games credits after developers raised KKK reference. Now, the Stinko isn't the KKK reference. I mean, that is kind of faux pas because, like, let me read it. But my Stinko here is what happens later. It's like it's basically exceeds policy on taking people getting credit in games. I'll get to that, but it says here, I'll just read the article first. It says, yesterday a localizer, or whenever this article was written, the 26th, so anyways, the localizer for publisher Exceed took a dramatic stance on what he saw as potential censorship, asking his company to remove his name from the credits of the upcoming JRPG Akiba's Beat after the developers removed a controversial phrase involving the KKK from the game. This is not the actual organization itself, the initials. But I just want to make that clear. But it says, I wanted to make a statement, localization specialist Tom Litschultz wrote in an email. I don't think it's right to make any change, no matter how minor, for the purpose of quote-unquote sanitizing a game. But I don't know why he's defending it this hard when here's the problem that arose in the game. It says, the studio acquired the developer had put in a reference to KKK Witches, which is a parody on the name NKK Switches, which is a light switch company in Japan. But apparently Exceed caught wind of this sign in the game, and they're like, people are going to see this, and they're going to make the association with the Ku Klux Klan. So we want you they told Acquire about it, and Acquire was like, we didn't intend for that because Japan being as insular as it is of a country and not knowing about North America's history all that well, didn't realize it referenced something that could be cross-referenced. So they made the change, but apparently Lipschultz is upset that they made this change. But so it was replaced with ACQ Switches, which is actually the name of the company that bought that's actually the parent company of Exceed, which is Marvelous. And Marvelous's full name is Marvelous ACQ. But so they made a reference to their own company in the game to make to avoid any potential backlash that sign could have had. But The weird thing here is here's where the Stinko comes in. But it says, although this decision was made by the developer, Lipschultz decided to extend, asking ICC to remove his name from the credits of Akiba's Beat, because apparently he's like, I don't approve of what XC did, so I don't want to be in the credits. But the thing is, if you do that, their policy is if you're – it says, if someone is ashamed to be associated with one of our games, then they are ashamed to be associated with the company as a whole and won't be credited in future games either. So he's going to continue working there, but he's going to be uncredited for the work he does.
That's which is stupid.
That is one of the dumbest policies I've ever heard of.
Like at that point, like if you're not going to credit him, you might as well just fire him.
Well, no, because he could still do the work, and he doesn't mind being a ninja localizer because Exceed was kind of like that to begin with. I think most of the people that originally worked there weren't originally credited for the work at that time, but the company grew and now they are credited. So, like, I guess he doesn't mind doing that. Although he has been crazy enough,
good enough.
Pay. He has been crazy enough to threaten to leave the company before over their decision to alter the ages of the characters in Senran Kagura from like 15 to 18. But he ultimately got them to compromise by having the ages of the characters removed entirely. But anyways, because it says changing a 15-year-old to an 18-year-old would suddenly recontextualize a lot of character actions and motivations, turning characters who come across as well and mean but young and inexperienced, and into characters who simply come across as immature and misguided and, well, stupid. But
that sounds like every teenager to me.
But that is something that was worth fighting for, and I'm glad he did that. But I mean, he couldn't get them to keep the H's, but this isn't worth fighting for, and I think Libschultz is just stupid. So Libschultz being dumb is a stinko, and Exceed's policy as it is stupid. And that's my stinko.
Okay. I remember my
other. I don't know why you'd try so hard to defend a stupid pun on a game that, you know, probably didn't need it.
Okay. Well, I remember my stinko. My stinko's my other ones. I have to go to a wedding tomorrow and hate weddings.
Well, you think about my brother's wedding, that it's only going to take 15 minutes since it's a secular wedding and not a religious one. He's getting married in a chapel in Vegas because I guess he wanted to spend their honeymoon in Vegas, so why not have a wedding there?
Yeah, I guess. They should do it with Elvis as the preacher because I've seen that. Let me see. There's a
thing you could do.
I know there's one chapel where
we're going to be borrowing a room for a couple minutes, and somebody who is vested by power of the state will just give them a marriage license, and then we'll be off.
Here's a marriage license. Congratulations.
And we dress up for the occasion. Because why not?
Do we kiss now? I don't care. Get out of here. No.
But my sister, who's getting married in September, is having a Catholic wedding, and I'm not looking forward to the mass I have to sit through before we get to the wedding reception.
Yeah.
Because at least it's not going to be like my cousin's wedding, which was apparently she was getting married to someone within the nobility. So. And he's ultra super Catholic, just like she is. I mean, she's like this super ultra Catholic that goes to masses where they do it in Latin, and the priests face away from the rest of the parishioners or the parish. And
wow.
Does the mass in Latin. Yeah, she's crazy. And she's also the like a staunch anti-choice person.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm ashamed to be related to that person. Out of everybody in my family, I'm the most ashamed of that person.
Gotcha.
I won't tell any of my family this, and I hope they're not listening. But if they are, sorry, that's how I feel. I think they're crazy.
Yeah, I have crazy family members, so I get it.
But, do you got a Sweetos for the week?
I do have one Sweeto, but I can't really talk about it. There was some good news going on with that whole incident that happened back in January with Mrs. Brickman's car. We got a little bit of good news, but I can't talk about it. So that's it.
I guess we could read some of the comments here.
You have a Sweeto?
Not really.
Oh, well, do our chatters have any Stinkos or Sweetos for us?
Yeah, maybe we could mention them.
I guess until they do you have any reviews you want to talk about?
I got a review for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but I might just save that until whenever I get back.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk a little bit about it, so I'm not completely left out, because I bet none of you guys are going to want to talk about it 2 weeks from now.
I haven't seen it, so
this is really dependent on whether or not I can actually call in next week, because I'm going to be in Vegas and we're going to be having a dinner at 6:30, and who knows how long that will take.
Yeah, you probably won't be back. I mean,
I might be back for like the last hour, but that might be it.
just go and enjoy yourself, man. You're gonna be in Vegas. Like, just relax. Don't worry about the show. Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Guardians 2 was fun. So
yeah, some people are saying it's not as good as the first one, and well, I don't think it's not as good. It's just it's hard to live up to the standards set by the original, and the original featured the right-hand man of Thanos, and Thanos actually showed up in the movie itself at one point. And so, like, going from that to what this movie goes to, it's probably hard to live up to.
Thanos isn't in this movie?
No.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's mentioned, and Gamora and I forget the name of the other one.
Like, the Infinity Wars movie is supposed to be coming out, I think, next year and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's the only spoiler I give you. Okay. Thanos is not in the movie.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
But, anyways, that probably will upset Frank, but because he isn't in the movie. Not that I mentioned that he isn't. But, and the fact that I did some reading up on some of the characters in the movie, especially the villain, and like what they did with the villain is weird, because now the backstory of this other character has been changed because of it. So like, I wonder what they're going to do with that character that they're related to. Is it's like now they have this one character who has no connection to this other character, and they probably won't show up ever because of this. So whatever.
Okay then.
I don't know if I want to feast my face off in Vegas, because I'm actually trying to lose weight. In fact, I've seriously cut down on my soda consumption. I've only had like soda twice this week and last week.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm.
But
It's delicious, but the best thing you can do is cut it out of your life. It's just
yeah, I'm going to cut down on the number of candy bars I buy. But, I mean, I've been kind of cheating this week because some days I forgot to pack my lunch, and I just bought something at Circle K because I needed to eat lunch. And I got a candy bar there, and I got a couple candy bars when my stomach was growling. I wanted to eat something, so that's all that was like decent at the vending machine. But other than that, I mean, I won't do candy runs anymore. I'm not just gonna. Oh, I'm gonna go to the store and get some candy. I'm gonna probably just buy something healthier and eat that instead. Like I should probably be eating more green vegetables, like celery. So I'll just buy celery.
Dungeon Buster has some good advice for you. Just avoid all the people slapping brochures outside, because there are a lot of people like passing shitting around.
Oh yeah, and on Thursday, the day before the wedding goes down, the day I actually arrive by flight there, at 9 p.m. we're gonna go on Slotzilla. Do you know what that is?
On what now?
Slotzilla.
Slotzilla?
Basically, it is a zip line that is 11 stories up, and for 7 blocks, it stretches through Fremont Street.
Oh, screw that.
I'm going to go on
that. You good don't luck with that, Evan.
I mean, I'm kind of afraid of heights, but I'm not going to be doing the Superman version. I'm going to be doing the one where you're on a harness, and you're basically standing on that stool thing. Because I'm worried that my glasses will fall off at some point, and I'd rather vertically.
I was going to say, you should probably take those off before you go on, but Dungeon Buster has another piece of advice for you. Don't let miners pull the handle on slots unless you want to leave quietly against your will. And he does, and he says, "Go slot, go do Slotzilla."
So well, had you been there? I guess he has. But
I'm not familiar with Slotzilla, so
I can probably keep my glasses on if I do it vertically.
I don't know. I think you should probably take him off just to be safe.
Then I won't be able to see anything.
I mean,
unless they give you goggles that I could put over my glasses, then that'll be okay.
Well, I was just thinking maybe you could get like something that could wrap around the back of your head or something, so it'd be like attached, so they wouldn't fall off at all. And it, or if they fell off, they'd be still like attached to you. I mean,
But anyways, I don't know how long Slotzilla has been there, but I think it's been there since at least 2014.
Oh, okay, that was after I've been. It's been, oh god, it's like 2002 when I went, so it's been like 15 years.
My parents were going to see a Cirque du Soleil of the Love, but I'm not a Beatles fan, so I'm not going to see that. So I'll probably just be playing visual novels in the hotel or hanging out with my brother if he had something planned that day.
Not a Beatles fan?
No. It's not that I'm not a Beatles fan, I don't have a frame of reference for it since I've not listened to the Beatles that much.
Well, okay.
It's not that I don't like the Beatles, it's just that I really haven't listened to them.
Well, I grew up with parents who forced me to listen to their music.
They forced you to? They forced you?
Well, I mean, it was on. Like, they're listening to the stereo. I didn't really have much chance to. It was a small house. It's not
I
like
it. I wouldn't mind watching a Cirque that had Michael Jackson music.
That'd probably be a pretty good performance.
Just think about Thriller and Billie Jean and I'm Bad. There's a lot of choreographic stuff that they could do there.
Dungeon Buster said, that's when I saw a dad lift his daughter up to pull a slot machine lever, and seconds later, a few suited guys surrounded him. Yeah. I turned away for a second, and he was just gone.
I remember the Full House episode when he did that. yeah, of course Joey doesn't get police officers. Just a hotel security came and decided – or security came and decided – said, well, yeah, you want all this money, but you can't keep it, and we're not going to kick you out, but we're not going to let you use that slot machine anymore.
Yeah, that – Yeah, that's not what would happen. Dungeon Buster's saying is what would
happen.
They go
full SWAT team on you.
The cops show up and you were gone. You were never allowed back in that casino again.
Now, if you go to a Kimura show in Japan and you try to do that, I bet they get Yakuza guys to kill you.
Pieces of you everywhere. Oh, man, it's a mess now. Can't clean that shit up. Oh, he says they have great buffets. I did not go to any of the buffets. When I was there, it was a conference, so our food was supplied.
We went to restaurants.
But I have been to local casinos, and they usually have buffets, and they're amazing.
I don't know. We're staying at the Bellagio, so maybe they have a buffet there.
I'm not sure.
TI last time, and like, I don't even think we went out to eat for breakfast. Yeah. I think we got something simple.
This isn't Golden Corral. This is some fucking good food. And he says they have so much food. Yeah.
But,
this is Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. Afterwards.
Here's my review. My small amount of words review of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Go see it. It's awesome. And, I'm also going to say that this franchise specifically is probably the best that MCU will ever be, because my problem with Avengers and Avengers 2 have to do with Joss Whedon, and I just don't think he's a good director. I mean, I like those movies; they're full of action, but if you want like good written characters, you're not going to get them, and that's my problem.
Dungeon Buster says also check out any arcades if you can. I did not, actually. Just
with all the fuckery that went on with fucking Black Widow.
I still say she deserves her own movie. I don't know why that hasn't happened at this point.
Is Whedon doing the Infinity War movie?
I have no idea.
I want him to stay the hell away from it, if possible.
See, I have no problem with him. Also,
I think the plot for Civil War is incredibly dumb.
All you people. Yeah. You people. That's what all I said.
You people. It's not the plot itself that bothers me, but it was the reason for the plot that bothers me. Mm-hmm. The reasonings behind the Sokovo or whatever the fuck that that name of the country was, Accords. I wish Sokovia. It would. Yeah. The reasonings behind that and the reasons they used when they were debating it were stupid.
It's nice that I know how to pronounce fictional countries that don't fucking exist. But real words from foreign countries, no, I can't pronounce those.
I can't say Toki did.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. That's exactly the point.
Anyways, but, there are arcades there, DB. Where for my street is, there's probably stuff there. So yeah, I'll check it out. But I'm surprised there wasn't at least one arcade on the strip. There isn't any.
Oh, and always remember my favorite thing, my favorite piece of advice is as long as you are drinking, the alcohol is free. I mean, as long as you're gambling, the alcohol is free. As long as you're drinking, of course, you're.
Is that really true? Because
it used to be. It's been, like I said, it's been 15 years since I've been there. But
that's not true now.
Even if you're playing the penny slots, the drinks are free. Plenty of booze. I get so fucking drunk there.
I'm not really a drinker though.
I know. I was just saying, like you could actually get like Coke and water, whatever you wanted. The drinks were all free. It wasn't just alcohol. Of course, I've got.
Oh wait, yes. Now that I remember, I think we got soda, and like I think I got gin and tonic at one point, and that I think I'm not sure if it was free, but I didn't have to get out my wallet. I think my brother might have paid for it, though. Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
And even if you do the penny slots, just so you know, like they aren't exactly like thrilled. They're not in a hurry to help you out in the penny slot area. But you can still get free drinks. So what I did was I got –
because they want to keep you hydrated so you can keep playing.
Yeah. But they are more worried about like the more expensive slots. They want you over in the $50, $100, and $1,000 type slot machines. So what I did was I camped out close to the exit, the waitress.
Also, they also want to loosen your judgments so that you can spend more money as well. The more drunk you get, the more likely you'll be able to spend without realizing you're spending money and losing.
Yeah, there are ATMs everywhere. Also, there are slot machines everywhere. Bars at the airport, slot machines.
It is basically summed up what I was thinking. Liquid courage will make you think you can beat the house, Snicker.
I mean, that's pretty much their goal. Like, they just want to get you as plastered as possible. So you go and crash in the hotel room that's upstairs. But before you do that, spend all of your fucking money on the casino. There are some high stakes games. You could lose a lot of money quickly in Vegas. But I'm cheap, so I went to the penny slots and was I was close to the, like I said,
I only played the slots once when I was there, about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to play a little bit more this time since I'll actually have money that I know I can spend a little bit on. I'm hoping I make at least $60, so then I can use that money to buy a game when I get home.
Well, I wouldn't expect to ever. That's the one thing about gambling. Like, I like to gamble, but never ever.
Just saying, if I gamble and I happen to win money, if I get to that point, then I'll stop. It's like, yeah, I'm at my goal. I'm stopping.
Yeah, I mean that's the other reason I stay around like the penny slots and stuff like that because you can lose a lot of money really quickly, really fucking quickly gambling.
I'll just put a dollar into the penny slots machine.
Mm. I mean, you can go to other slots. You don't have to go to the pennies. That's me because I'm a cheap bastard. Mm. But I'm just saying, like, you can easily lose a lot of money. Like, I know when I went with other people, nobody I know lost a lot of money. I do know somebody won like $300, and what happened when he won $300 is everybody expected him to buy all their drinks and stuff like that.
I'm sure that would cost more than $300.
I don't know if he spent more than $300 at that point, but I know he spent a lot of money. Like, he won a lot of money and then he spent a lot of money, so so you have to be careful about that kind of
thing. My brother's fiance, I think she won like $70.
Hmm.
After spending like 20 of it, so she got like $50 out of the deal.
That's good. As long if you can control yourself and you win money, like, my goal was just when I went there, like, I was just gonna have fun playing different slot machines and stuff like that, because they got like such a variety of slot machines. You know, you can just go play whatever you want because it's just a huge variety. I mean, they're all basically the same goal, slot machine, but it's a different theme and cool different ways of doing it that are interesting. You know,
I kind of want to just go to look to see if any casino there has any of the Castlevania slots. It's like, I know the Pachi slots are Pachi slots, but I'm wondering if they converted any of those to just pure slot machines.
I
localize them somehow.
Different casinos and stuff like that. Like, I was walking around the streets with alcohol and nobody was saying anything, which is fine by me. Like, hey, I got a beer, and hey, cops, how you doing?
I'd probably laugh if I saw the Silent Hill slot machine or the Metal Gear Solid one.
But
I'm pretty sure the Metal Gear Solid one is – or Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater one is probably limited to Japan, though, because I watched a video of somebody doing a review on that game and how bad it was, and he had a really hard time finding even one unit.
I wasn't specifically looking for anything. Dungeon Buster says, I remember first coming to Vegas. As soon as I stepped off the plane, there was an aisle of slot machines ready to seduce tourists waiting right there.
If I find one of those machines I talked about, then I'm going to take a picture of it.
Which was one of the things, like, I do with gambling. Like, I never anticipate winning money. Like, I set a little money aside and say, this is the money I'm going to use to gamble. Whatever I win, I'll probably just – I'm going to gamble back in, you know, because I'm just doing it for fun. I don't expect to win money, and I expect the money that I'm using to be – you know, this is entertainment money. Basically, I expect to lose it, so I put a limit on it. I only spent I spent less than $30, I think. Because I, you know, just being at the dollar machine or the penny machines and getting free alcohol, stuff like that.
Well,
I still had a good time.
Doesn't look like Mug's going to come back and run out of stuff to talk about.
You don't have any free for – I thought you had a free-for-all.
Yeah, it was in my Stinko, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But unless you want to talk about – What I don't know what the future of Turtles is going to be like.
I don't know. I wonder why it's a different show.
Yeah, they're calling it Tales of TMNT, and that's the reason why I missed the original premiere of season 5, which happened back in March 19th. But apparently they're looping through the episodes, because basically what they're doing is they're doing like mini arcs, and they're like 1 to 4 episodes in length, and then they'll do that arc and then they'll loop it until the next arc is ready. So it's basically going on a hiatus. Like, I guess they're throttling them so they just don't finish the season too quickly, because it's gotta sell toys, right?
I guess. Like,
that's what the season feels like to me. It feels like just an excuse to sell some more toys so they can give the next studio who's doing the next Turtle series following this one, which is actually going to be a 2D animation, which is interesting.
That's weird. Okay.
I hope it's not Half Shell Heroes, because that would be awful if they just hit a Half Shell Heroes TV series, because that was just only supposed to be like a one-off thing.
Yeah, see, that's my fear. Like, as soon as you said 2D, like, my first thought went to, like, Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be something like that, and I'm going to hate it. But,
yeah, me too.
But it could be good, but I don't expect it to be.
I don't know. Like, I like the 2D Turtles, but if they redid it, like, that's what I get the idea. It's like, it's going to be fucking Teen Titans Go-ish, which is fucking crap. God, I hate that show.
But
I really fucking hate that show. So yeah,
they're gonna drag on the show until that shit's done, and then they're gonna end the series, and then Turtles will probably suck.
But I don't understand why the whole thing of like let's end it and then let's continue it.
Also, okay, this is the point of the show where I'm gonna complain about how Loki's. Do you know who Loki is on OLR?
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna complain about how so much of an old man and Dunsey kind of is when it came to Turtles, because he's complaining to the Bass about how this show went to season 3 and how it went to space and how he said it jumped a shark. Excuse me, but this is a show about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which was originally supposed to be ridiculous in its concept because it was supposed to be a parody of superhero comics.
Yeah,
but, particularly Marvel comics.
Yes. And they've done space in before because the 2004 series did that. And I'm pretty sure the comics also had a Triceratons and shit in it. Maybe not Fusatoid. I think that's a more direct reference to the last animated series. But he thinks the show jumped the shark when they went to space. Okay, yeah. That's like complaining about how there's space pirates in Kid Icarus Uprising.
Oh, there's I can't play that. No, that's bullshit. Space pirates.
Yeah, the game has gods and goddesses that can make bombs that are basically nukes. But when it gets to and it has high technology. But space pirates, no, gotta stop playing this game.
I can't handle this. This is ridiculous. I was fine with all the space technology.
The game was already ridiculous, and it got more ridiculous. But you can't handle the ridiculous, apparently.
You're a little dude with wings, but the space pirates are what's weird to you.
We're playing Danganronpa's 2 anime. Like, do you have a problem with anime, or do you just not expecting this, and now it's there? I mean.
I bet it's just that sounds like just like a generic excuse. Like you don't want to say what your real problem is, so I just don't like that. You know what I mean? Let me see here. What other shows can we talk about? If you've been watching, you've been watching Dragon Ball Super, right?
Yeah. I still think Funimation sucks when it comes to doing the dubs. For Dragon Ball related stuff,
mm-hmm.
Although I think the original Dragon Ball they did a decent job because my problem with Super and to extension Kai and the redubbing of the original Z series was that it feels like ad lib central. They changed way too much when they do that shit. It's like, stick to the script and just do a good job doing the script.
I liked it. Depending on which version of Dragon Ball you're watching, it's kind of like you don't know what to expect because it's going to be something. They're going to say something different from what was seen in the last adaption. You know what I mean?
Like the fact that Videl was talking about how Gohan turns her on the way he talks like a nerd or whatever. When he talks about scholarly stuff, that turns her on, apparently. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she didn't say this in the Japanese version at all. But, and just things like Goku's personality in general. I mean, he's even more of a superhero than he is in the Japanese TV show. And the fact of the matter is Goku's not really a superhero type of character, which was illustrated in the manga but wasn't translated into the anime as well. Mm-hmm. But even more so, they've just went whole hog with it in the North American release. But, like, he's like, using Goku's using like modern internet lingo a little bit in the dialogue of Super, and it's kind of freaking me out. Because he's like 45 in this show. What the hell?
And there are weird things about Dragon Ball, like how inconsistent they can be with story. Like,
I want to do a side tangent about Kai too. But what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say the movies aren't canon as far as the story, but yet in the series, Emperor Pilaf and his goons are fucking children.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? How'd they become children? I don't know.
You don't know how they become children?
No, I'm saying, like, in, you know, it happens in, they make that wish, and they wish Goku was a kid, and you know, all that stuff. But I'm saying that doesn't actually happen in Supers. They're just kids.
Yeah. Because they made a wish, and it backfired on them, so they're kids. It's the inverse of what happened with GT, basically. Mm. And the weird thing is the show hasn't really retconned GT yet. I mean, it's always possible that they can make the wish that they go back to the age that they're supposed to be.
Right.
But,
So do you think we see Pan before the end of the series of Super?
We already know. We already see Pan. If you've been following the Japanese broadcasts.
No, I haven't.
Pan's already cured her there. And she's a baby, and she can fly into space. And she apparently has the same ultimate power that Gohan has, because the color of her aura was pure white.
Hmm.
So that's the aura that Gohan gives off when he's in his ultimate form.
So they're gonna make Pan like a total badass then, I'm guessing.
I don't know how far they're gonna go with Super, but she's a baby, she's already flying.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. And apparently Super Saiyan Blue, or rather just God Ki in general, makes people able to go into space, since Goku and Beerus fought in space for a while. And I mean, you're shouldn't be, because that would kill you. Because Saiyans are technically considered humans still. So they can't breathe in space otherwise.
But it's a god, you know. God damn it, I can breathe in space.
God damn it. Yeah, but the thing with Super Saiyan Blue, though, is that they're only supposed to have the power of a god. They're not really gods. But apparently the key is enough to be to protect him from space. But then again, Broly protected himself and his dad from suffocation and the coldness of space with his own power. His key was so strong that he basically created a shield out of it and managed to contain oxygen in there and recirculate it until they could get to a planet.
With Dragon Ball, I think they change everything depending on like the story they're writing currently. Like, I'm just going to do this. But you said that wasn't – shut up!
Yeah, like the way the Batara earrings work, it doesn't work like the way it did in Super or in the end of Z. Because basically the reason that they unfuse is because those earrings were supposed to be developed for God's use only. So like the fact that the neither Goku or Vegeta God was men's – and the fact that they were in a Super Saiyan state meant that they only had an hour.
Right. God damn it, these earrings don't work.
So if they were gods, they would have been permanent. But they aren't. So it didn't happen. Thanks. Which brings another more interesting question. Elder Kai and the Old Witch. The Old Witch must have also been a god. Because there's no reason for that fusion to have been permanent if that wasn't the case.
That's one of those like rewrites they'll have to do. Like, we just need to change this now. Why? Nobody cares. Let's just keep on. Let's just move on.
Either that, or the witch found a way to make herself immortal, so she was already immortal. So,
well, technically, this
the fact that she wasn't a god.
Well, technically, Dragon Ball happens in the same world as the rest of his stories. So, like, what's his name is invincible? Devil Man. Is that the one that's invincible?
I don't know who Devil Man is. There was a Devil Man in Dragon Ball who shot a beam at Goku in order to kill him, but Goku had pure heart, so it didn't work.
Okay, yeah, it was Devil Man. Devil Man, like his, one of his other stories, like he cannot die.
Oh, you're talking about the Devil Man? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyways, the thing about Kai that bothers me is that how much of a clusterfuck Kai is. I mean, even if you like the show because it cuts down on the filler, there are issues.
I do enjoy that.
There are issues with it, especially with the dub release, that I can't get over. Like the fact that the whole situation with the music and the copyright infringement from the original score. Composer who did the score for the show, they kicked him out because he was basically plagiarizing. his music was different just enough for him to not be really copyright infringement, but they also didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, so they got rid of him.
I wouldn't want to either.
But So what they did is they replaced that with the Kikuchi score. And that was the score from the original Japanese series. But the problem was they put music everywhere in the show, so there's no more moments of silence, so the mood of some scenes is ruined. And the music that they selected is completely fucking random, so it doesn't even fit the mood for the scene that they're trying to do most of the time.
That's fucked up.
And now they're using tracks from Super for the final chapter. And no, just no. Fuck the show. Don't bother watching it. Kai is awful.
It's an audio clusterfuck, apparently.
I just find it weird that Kai is playing side by side not side by side, because it's actually on before. But, like, way before. I think it's like the pre 11 o'clock. Time slot. It's like 10:30 or something. Just my advice is just to pick up the Dragon Ball if you can. Otherwise, you kind of shit out of luck, I guess.
Get what you got, or get what's given to you.
Because don't buy the orange bricks because they are shit quality, and don't buy the Blu-rays because they're based on the orange bricks. You're better off getting Kai, but I wouldn't recommend buying Kai.
Okay. Mm. But watching it for free on television is fine.
if you can deal with a dub that's not very good, in my opinion. I mean, it's better than it's ever been, because back when the show was on Toonami... even before that, when Saban was producing the show, but Funimation was technically still doing the dubbing, but they were running through – they got over that period when they were running through Ocean Group, and they started airing it on Toonami. Mm-hmm. It was really awful back then. It was supremely awful, and I don't like the Bruce Falconer score, and I didn't like the Menza score.
See, the Falconer like started bad.
Well, the Falconer score was there back when Saban was doing it, when it was on like WBNX or whatever.
Yeah, see, I like Falconer. I thought was like started bad and it got better over time. But I thought by like the Boo saga, like it hit its stride.
Yeah, I mean there were some good tracks, but it's still something I don't prefer over the original score.
Now that they're doing Kai, they should. Now that they're in the Boo saga, they should switch to it, because that's what I'd prefer. Make me happy. Do it.
At least it'd be totally consistent.
Right.
But I've run out of stuff to talk about.
I was gonna say, like, I can't really think of any other cartoons. Just
end the show. Do our plugs.
Yeah, I'm really hungry anyway. I haven't had anything since lunch.
Frank, if you're like listening, like as a ninja or whatever, can you please upload the show this time? Because I uploaded the show on Wednesday because I was expecting you to do something about it over the weekend, and it never happened.
Yeah, and what did you do to Moria, Frank? What'd you do? Son of a bitch.
Don't tell me he stole his harmonica and put it somewhere awful again.
Oh, bleach required.
Maybe that's why Frank is so sick. He keeps shoving those things up there.
Wow, we should end the show on that.
The title of the episode, Bleached Harmonica.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Anyways, we're talking about Flash. I haven't been watching enough stuff.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I was talking to Wyland. Because there's a huge spoiler alert with Flash, so I don't want to mention it. But there was something I was right about, and I was gloating and such. They tried to throw some stuff in. I think it was misnomers. I think they're just trying to throw us off the scent, because I think they get the idea that a lot of people have been like, okay, we think we know him.
I want to put out a PSA. I think it's kind of shitty. There's barely any marketing for Wonder Woman, which comes out next month. Like, I think as early as the 12th or something. It's like, yeah, this movie isn't being heavily promoted. It's doomed to failure because of this. And that's not good, especially since it looks like it's the only decent DC movie.
I saw one preview of it. It gave me more of a feeling of MCU, but I could see a lot of CGI in it. Maybe it'll look better on the big screen, but on the small screen, I was like, oh. Of course, I'm fine with CGI being bad as long as the story is good.
Also, a movie that looks interesting is Dunkirk. I think that's historical fiction, but I don't know enough about the World War to know exactly what that situation is all about. But it still looks good. But that was the preview I saw in the movie theater. I also saw the preview for Thor Ragnarok, and that looks pretty good.
Yeah, that does actually look really good. I want to go see that in theater. I think I'm going to hold off on Guardians of the Galaxy, but I do think I want to go see E4. I mean, I know him! We work together! He's so excited.
He's decked out in his Planet Hulk gear.
Yeah.
The cat makes me mad, though, so I was like, here's Hulk, but we're not going to make another movie for him. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah, that's another one that bothers me.
I
want to
plan
me.
A Hulk movie.
That would be awesome.
We technically already had one, but I think another adaptation of it in live action would be good.
I was going to say a live action version, yeah.
And it would help us get over the stink of the other two, even though I think the second Hulk movie is decent, but I want more than decent.
I think they don't really know what to do with Hulk, and they just instead of saying they don't know what to do, they're just – Hulk what? No, he's in here. Look. See, there's Hulk. That's not what we said. We said it like his own – no, shut up. He's right there.
How about making a Hulk movie where he fights the Red Hulk?
That'd be interesting.
Or he becomes the Gray Hulk for a while. I don't know.
I don't know. Like the Hulk where he's actually smart. Or they could do like the him switching bodies with Betty, like she's it go again? Like he
switches bodies with his sister? Is that what you're talking about?
No, his wife, woman, girlfriend. Yeah. Oh, there's all I think it's there's also where he becomes raged while he's Bruce.
So they're not doing a Hulk movie because they're petty because they don't want to give Universal money. Okay. Yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, Dungeon Buster, thank you for the info. It all comes down to money in the end.
Yeah, because the first Hulk movie was made by Universal. I'm thinking – I don't think – was the second one as well?
I don't remember. I just remember it had one of the worst actors ever in Eric Bana. That guy's terrible. He can single-handedly run a movie. He's good. He's that good. He's that good at being terrible. And until Marvel gets 100% right, you won't see it. Yeah, Wyland's right.
Oh, I wonder what it has to take for that to happen, though. And will it happen? And will it happen soon?
Well, as rich as Disney is, I'm guessing Universal probably wants some money. And Disney's like, we don't want to give you that much money. Yeah.
But I saw a preview for Captain Underpants. It's like, why?
Captain Underpants.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, it's probably good that you don't. But
all right, then.
It's based on a book series about two stupid kids who fuck around and make a superhero who's basically naked.
Oh.
And is not intelligent at all. And basically he's a gigantic nuisance, but he saves the day in the end anyway.
So he's like that naked cowboy guy. Even he says he's naked, but he's still wearing boxer briefs.
It's basically Kevin James running around naked, but as a kid.
Oh.
And that's not good at all.
I just want to – I'm going to scrub my mind and pretend none of this conversation happened.
Yeah.
I forget already. Yay. Universal will never give up the rights, though. They have never done it in their history. I mean, well, they're not – for the kind of money Disney has, I guarantee you they could get them to give it up. But I don't think Disney's going to want to spend the kind of money.
No. This is what Disney could do. Disney could just buy Universal. That's what happened.
Well, they could. I mean, the shareholders and such could fight it. Like, we don't want to sell it. Well, here's $4 billion. No, that's not. How about $5 billion? All right, $6 billion. No. Well, that's fine. Wait, shut up, dude. They're going higher. Shut up. Yeah, I mean, Disney's got the fucking money. Like, they have made a fortune off of Marvel and Star Wars. They really have, and they were already a rich company as it was. I mean,
I know what they could do with a Hulk movie. Instead of calling it the Hulk, they can call it the Green Monster. How's that? We all know what it is, but we can't call it the Hulk.
Yeah, don't call it the Hulk, or we'll sue. What?
And don't reference the Hulk by name. Just reference to him by his real name.
Look, it's the Hulk.
Everybody can say the Bruce. Call him the Bruce.
Look, it's the Hulk. Bruce.
Or they'll just call him Banner. Just call him by his last name.
There's a synopsis of Dunkirk by Dungebuster. England sent a force to France to defend it from Hitler, but Hitler's armies outmaneuvered the outdated tactics of the French and managed to force back the British and cut them off from the rest of the French army. It's a great story, so I can't wait to see what Nolan does with it.
I
like Nolan's directing.
Education system is garbage because I probably would have learned this in school if we actually took world history more seriously. Instead of making it an elective, it should be a mandatory, and it should be taught as early as fifth grade.
See, I've always liked history. I took a world history class in college, and like that was like.
And by world history, I mean countries other than Europe too. Let's start teaching about Japan and other countries like China.
Well, that's like the world history was like it started back in, you know, like this is Africa. Like, this is the birthplace of really? We're starting here? Yes, shut up. Okay. Wellen says, Kevin Smith tried to get Mallrats rights back, and they told him to honk off. And it's a movie that they made that made them no money, and a movie they don't give two squats about.
Universal sucks. It's like, no. Even though we lost money on this, no.
Yeah. I know he tried to get a sequel of it, and they said no to that too. So he's doing a Jay and Silent Bob sequel instead.
Or they could make a Mallrats movie, not call it Mallrats.
Call it Shopping Mall Mouses? Mices? Mises? Shopping Mall Mises to Pieces? Yeah, okay. Anyway, I think we should probably end the show because we're just kind of going on and on at this point. I don't think we're actually talking about
anything. They could call it Store Mice.
Store Mice. That's good. I like that. Store Mice, the movie. Starring Talking Jay and Silent Jay and Talking Bob.
Yeah, just switch their personalities.
Right.
It'd be nice to see a role reversal. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. He was going to make a Mallrats TV series. Well, yeah, but the with Universal. I know that he made the Clerks series, and the Clerks series bombed, unfortunately.
Hmm.
I thought they did some clever things with the Clerks series. Like, the second episode was a Clips episode. Basically, like, the second episode was, hey, let's show clips from the first episode. Like, that was a joke. The way they did it was funny.
But
they only get a minor footnote along the lines that the British were forced back at Dunkirk, and a few weeks later, France fell.
Yeah, that's basically world history about Dunkirk. I don't even remember that, because that's how bad my world history classes were. But time for plugs, and let's get out of here.
And Wyland says the second episode was aired out of order. Wait, so that wasn't like never mind. My plugs are at you can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break _ Man. You can follow Frank at Frank Branches, and you can wish him condolences to his illness that he received from Moria. Well, trapped in the dungeon with Moria. I hope Moria gets out of that dungeon someday. But we know what happened. He got out for a moment, and now the harmonica needs bleached again.
Mm.
The second episode was out of order. They made it funner. It made it funnier in hindsight. Yeah, it actually kind of does. Like, I thought that was completely on purpose. Like, that was, like, amazing satire to me. I kind of ruined the joke, Wyland. I'm going to go sulk and cry.
What is the – does the DVD – have them in order, or
I have no idea. I don't have a DVD.
Okay. Anyways, you can find my reviews on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com. The newest review up there was put up today, and that's for the Silver Case, which is available on the PlayStation 4 and the PC. And if you want to play the original Japanese PS1 version, there's that. Which is actually on the PSN in the Japanese store.
A DVD is in order. Thanks, Wyman.
Anyways, there's also totallygn.com, vognetwork.com, where there is a review this week of Blossom Tales, Sleeping King. I need to ask Wyman about that. Have you been playing that, and what are your thoughts? But
and that follow at Moria Mug, because I forgot to say his name. Shit.
And the other reviews are my other review this past weekend, it went up on Saturday evening, but that was a review for Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition.
Hmm.
And that's on honestgamers.com.
That game made me laugh. I enjoy games to make me laugh.
And there's my YouTube page, Funny T-Man. And you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG. And that's it.
So, why is it he needs to start it?
Oh. Anyways, that's it until 2 weeks. I won't see you guys in 2 weeks. Until 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I should be here next Friday, and so should Frank.
So someone needs to upload the episode that week. That isn't me.
Yeah. Me and Frank need to talk about that stuff.
But,
yeah, his weeks have been a little bit nuts. Yeah, I know you've got stuff going on.
So, see you guys later. Thanks for listening and putting up with our boringness, if it was boring.
Well, just two of us, it's kind of – there's not really a flow to it as much as there is when there's usually, like, all of us there. We kind of went off on the tangent.
We definitely need more Twitter questions.
Well, I mean, I have one I've been holding for a couple of weeks, but we haven't been together.
I wouldn't mind RPG-related questions that aren't from Freak 5 and that aren't perverse in nature.
Yes, this one is both from Freak 5 and perverted in nature. It would be nice to have actual RPG questions. Like, in Final Fantasy VII, at this one point where Cloud...
Something from the past, maybe something more recent about like what they think our thoughts are on... like where game series are going and what our thoughts on new games are like.
Or if they want to talk about something that's going on right now, like maybe they want to talk about Breath of the Wild or something.
Yeah. But
how long was that game, by the way, he asked?
I never finished it because I'm at the very end. I just haven't got the chance to actually finish the game, but I was at like 12 hours, so that's about how long it is. But I haven't done everything. I was kind of waiting for a guide to be compiled so I could just look for the other heart pieces and shit. So it's about 12 to 15, depending on how long it takes you to find all that stuff on your own.
It'd be nice to have a short game. Like in Fallout, for instance, I'm over 6 days worth of gameplay. It'd be nice to have something that'd be like,
although some of that time I gave you was probably inflated because I have left the game on. And the thing with
we all do that.
The thing with leaving the game on Steam, even if its priority is not on focus and the game's technically not running, Steam's still counting the hours. So I think I've got about an hour extra on there that doesn't need to be there.
Anytime anybody plays a game where they invest like hundreds of hours into it, we've all gotten up and like gone and went to the bathroom and gotten food and stuff like that and just letting the game on, or gone and done like something like, oh, I forgot to go do laundry and go do that. And
now, so some people have had a completionist syndrome with Breath of the Wild where they want to find all the fucking Korok seeds because they're crazy. But other people have gotten caught up in trying to max out all their armors, because you can max out to a maximum of 5 times.
Mm.
But that requires grinding for materials, which takes a long time.
And he was on a good roll with the towers before he was pulled on Persona 5. Mm. Yeah, that's another danger of games.
Were they caught up in – yeah. The one thing I don't really care for in Breath of the Wild is the fact that you have to go to the towers in order to unlock the map. That's kind of dumb. It's like, did you – out of all the things you could have copied for open world games, you took the most banal one from Assassin's Creed.
Weird.
I mean, it's fun for a while, but then you – I mean, it's not like Assassin's Creed where there are 50 bajillion of those things. There's only a handful of them, but there's still enough that I don't like doing them.
Yeah, well, and Dungeon says he's done that too, left games on and walked away. And we all do that, especially the games you've played, you put like hundreds of hours into. Like, I've put at least 140 hours
into. You know what? I hate Fallout. I hate the Koei Tecmo games because their programming in the game is lazy. Like, they'll still tick the hours away even when your game is technically suspended. Because you've hit the home button and now you're browsing through the menu, it's still counting the hours. So
that is dumb.
So for games that I've reviewed, I can't tell how long I've played because I've put it into rest mode, but it's still counting those hours. So it's like, oh, I've got 200 hours in this game, even though I have definitely not played that much.
Yeah. Dungeon says, whoa, you had 100 hours in that? A lot of that was spent doing chores, though. Yeah, but when you do stuff like walk away, that's not going to add up to as much time as I think a lot of people think, because you've still invested over 100 hours into the game. You still spent more time playing the game than you've done walking away from it, you know?
And another thing I want to mention, that, you know, that DLC update, that's nice, but that should have been a feature that they added to the game for free. Maybe as a part of the DLC, but something that you could have gotten in a title update along with the DLC, because being able to transport back to a location would have made I guess it makes the horse even less more pointless to use, because the fact is horses aren't really that useful in the game because there aren't a lot of surfaces they can actually go on. Like if you rode up against a hill that's like a certain like length or height, they'll just stop moving, and it's hard to get them into a position where they'll start moving again. And then once they do, they're slow, so you're basically better off walking everywhere and sprinting when you can. And once you start dotting the map with all the shrines and towers, you could just transport anywhere and then just walk to any other location you want to after that. But not to mention the fact that you can't summon the horse from anywhere like you could in Ocarina of Time. they basically have to be near a stable, and you have to call them from the stable, and then they have to be within an ear's distance for them to hear you if you do want to summon them.
Okay, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
This is a game. There's a point where you like want realism, and there's points where you definitely don't, and that'd be one of the times you don't. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. And you think that if there were an item in the game and then there's points in the game where you have to deal with weather. And if it starts raining, you can't climb up slopes, period. You have to wait for the rain to stop. And one of the ways you could deal with this is if you have a pile of wood and a flint or some other method of producing fire to set that wood on fire to make a fire campfire, an impromptu one, to then sleep for how many ever hours and hope that by the time you wake up, the rain will have stopped. Because sometimes, but even the rain periods don't last long. If you don't have those items, you will have to basically just wait it out. And that's stupid.
Mm.
I mean, at that point, your only other option is to go find another way around. Hope you can climb up that way. Just on foot.
That sounds like a hassle.
I mean, you could climb up the ledge if it's, like, small enough, like, because you can basically boost yourself up once before you'll slide back down. But that's only good for tiny ledges. You can't expect to actually scale a cliff that way.
Hmm.
So it's like, if there were an item in the game, like, maybe, like, some kind of armor that gives you sticky hands and, like, slippery rain weather, or, like, boots or something like that, along with boots, then that would have been nice, but they don't have anything like that in the game. Or, like, some kind of elixir that lets you do that. But no.
That's dumb. This sounds like it could use a little some updating to make it easier.
And it looks like Nintendo's actually listening. It looks like Nintendo is taking feedback, and they are putting it into patches, because, like, the multi-language thing was obviously one of those ideas.
Right. That's good.
So maybe in the future there will be like a DLC that, you know, takes care of the rain issue.
Right. Hopefully. But that's all we can do is hope. I mean, they don't charge themselves anything for
updates. I really do want them to rebalance stamina usage for running, though. I mean, I think stamina usage for climbing and other stuff is fine. It's just it's the running that's the most bothersome. It's just as bad as it was in Skyward Sword.
Ugh, okay.
I much rather the game not have stamina meter at all, but oh well. Or, like, use it only for certain instances, like climbing.
Instead of making it so un-user-friendly. That's annoying.
You could still play the game and deal with it and still enjoy it. It's just one of those things I'd rather not it not be there in the first place.
No, I understand. I get it.
It's totally a game of the year for me unless I play something better this year, but I still have to write that review. You can expect that later, but we've been gone on too long and we need to stop listening.
Yeah, I said like a half
hour. I'm sure a lot of you guys are hungry.
Yeah.
So it's food quest time. We've got to be sure we don't shoot it this time.
Yeah, whoever shoots the food is dead. I am going to kill you. I'm going to play the warrior, and then I'm going to block you in a little small tunnel so you can't go anywhere.
It's like The Sims. You just trap them.
Right. Okay, so we already did what you've been playing, so I don't know if Frank's going to add an ending theme
yeah,
to
Dungeon
it.
Yeah, Dungeon Master, maybe that's what they should do. They should give you foot gear that's actually the Pegasus boots, so you can just run whatever you fucking want. You make it a part of a story quest, and it's a reward for the story quest.
Here's some shoes that make you run as fast as Usain Bolt. Okay.
But with that, we need to hang up and see you guys later.
Yeah.
Play the outro music with your mouth.
And that's – yeah, there's more, but I don't want to do anymore.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.
later.